What's the hurry?
Hello there. This is Maurice Termel, Rock My Soul Radio. It may actually happen now. I hope we didn't lose too many of you in that transition. There were some glitches, and I'm going to have to say honestly, at the BBS end. I was all charged up and ready to go and ready to talk to you guys, and my phone didn't ring, and then somebody did not connect me properly, so I'm sure they're listening and they know who they are. Once again, I'm Maurice Termel. I'm your host. This is Rock My Soul Radio, connecting you with your source. Tonight's topics. The main topic I'm going to talk about later is passion and purpose. So we're going to talk about how we connect with that passion inside. For those of you who were here last week, we put out those two main questions, and then we put out that third but critically important point. I'll repeat them now. The two main questions are, and they come up over and over again in your life, who am I and why am I here? And the third and crucial point is, I am 100% responsible for my life. So, we're going to talk about passion and purpose. I'm going to go through a little bit of listener mail. I got a survey this week that I found interesting, so I'll spend some time on that and put it out there and see what you folks think. And then we're going to do a guided meditation, which is to take you to the experience of tuning in to yourself and your guidance. And it's a good beginning process for what I talk about here regularly, or will be talking about here regularly, and that's connecting with your source. And then, as they do in court, we'll have closing arguments or closing remarks. If along the way this evening you'd like to email me a question or a thought or a point, the new email to do that is askdrmo@rockmysoulradio.com. That's Ask Dr. Mo, A-S-K-D-R-M-O-E, at rockmysoulradio.com. I got a treat for you now. I'm going to ask the engineers at BBS to play this tune from my collection of songs that I've been writing over the years. And if you're ready to go, fellas, please cue up and play Just Getting Started.
If you close up, that's for sure.
watch you get older, baby. You know you have to fall. Yeah, life brings you round again so you can win the race this time. Just let go of your sorrow and let yourself shine. All about. Yeah, you better get started, and you're gonna find out we're just getting started. That's what it's all about. We're just getting started, and we're gonna find
Well, I'm back. I hope you enjoyed that, a bit of an inspiration, something I've written and recorded here in my demo studio. And as with all the songs that I write and perform, they have that inspirational message. This kind of material, as with my books and poetry and short stories, comes from my source as I connect and strengthen that connection every day with my source. And this is what's possible for you, this kind of creativity. Now, it may not be music, it may be something quite different, but the level of the creativity that we contact there is immeasurable in terms of any experience you've had so far. It's like sticking your fingers in an electric socket, but the jolt isn't going to hurt you, it's just going to crank you up several notches. That's what connecting with source is about. So we're going to get to that in a minute. We're going to talk about passion and purpose. I hope you enjoyed that piece. It's one of my favorites, and it's available on some demo CDs that I have at CD Baby. But for the purposes of this show, this kind of stuff, and I'm going to invite other artists to contribute their music, it's all about getting you motivated and putting you in a space where you start to feel excited about yourself, about what you're going to give to the world, about what you're going to discover about you. I was listening to my predecessor, or the person who was on before me, and they were talking about firing the grid that was on here this week. They were talking about different methods of self-cleansing so that you can be a clearer channel for the energy that's coming through. My approach to all of that, as I mentioned last week, and I will repeat this, is about its emotional cleansing. Now, for those of you who haven't heard me before, I'll just remind you, or I'll remind all of you, that I'm a PhD psychologist, therapist with 25 years experience as a practicing counselor and therapist. And what I learned in those years with working with people who were in various states of trauma and pain or going through great difficulties was that emotional healing was the key that unlocked the power within. And to get to that center, one had to do a lot of cleansing of previous emotional damage and previous hurts and traumas, things that have left scars. So, like other methodologies that are available on this radio station and, you know, and written about in various authors' books, there's several ways to get to the top of the mountain, but the view from the top is just the same. My approach departs from theirs in that there is this strong psychological, psychotherapeutic component, because I have first-hand experience with that. And I also can see that the marriage between the psychological and the spiritual is absolutely a marvelous marriage. we live in a physical body with, and we experience emotions. And we also have a spiritual component which connects us to things beyond ourselves. So, given that we are in a physical body and we experience emotions, doesn't it make sense that to clear our channel to our spirit, we need to clean up those emotions or clean up any emotional damage residue that we've been dragging along? Okay, I don't want to get too preachy. That's my commentary on where I come from. And so I want to go to a section I'm going to call Listener Mail. Now, some questions did come in, oddly enough. And we may find these unusual, but nevertheless, they are the questions that did come in. So Babette in Albuquerque wrote in and asked, I've heard so many theories about why the chicken crossed the road. I wondered if you had a theory about why the chicken crossed the road. And to answer that question, I've done a little studying and a little analyzing and going over all previous answers. And I think, you know, especially I know this answer when I'm driving down the street and I see, you know, some dead carcass there off to the side of the road. So the answer that I have for why the chicken crossed the road is to show the squirrels that it could be done. Now, next question. This actually comes from an old friend of Johnny Carson's. And the question is, it's Rodney Dangerfield. The question is, why shouldn't you date a man with a lazy eye? And Rodney's answer was, because he might be seeing someone on the side. Okay, that was from Brian in Poughkeepsie. And now from Eleanor in England. I heard that Van Gogh was supposed to join the Navy, but he decided not to. Do you have any idea why he wouldn't have done that? And my answer is, why Van Gogh did not join the Navy? Because they only paid a buccaneer. Now, those are some of the questions that came in last week, or perhaps I made them up. You see, if I had real questions, I would answer them. But I also want to illustrate to you that my intention here is to have some fun. While I'm talking about what I know and what I believe in and what I value, I also want to show you that my source, at least, has a great sense of humor and plays jokes on me all the time. So it's not all about being so serious and, you know, tuned into the great cosmic broadcast and frozen still and paralyzed as they pour this information into me. Now, the reception is quite subtle. It comes through my feeling state. It doesn't, if it comes through the top of my head, I'm not aware of that. It comes through my feeling state as best as I know. And it bubbles up inside, and I'm aware it's there because I'm feeling a charge of energy. And that's what I was explaining to you earlier. When you start to connect with your source, you're going to feel that energy. And in fact, you may experience what I did in the beginning and what maybe other persons who would describe themselves as channels have experienced, and that is a bit of an energy hangover the next day. You're feeling off. Like you had too much to drink, but you didn't. What you had was a lot of energy pouring through you. So for those of you who anticipate that this may come to them, there's a little caution. It's just like pointing out a sight along the side of the road. You may experience this. All right. So we're going to talk now about, before I get to the passion and purpose part, I thought this was a little bit self-serving. This is a survey done by selfgrowth.com, and that's run by a fellow named David Ricklin. I've met David. I met him at a mega book conference in L.A. Late this winter, so a few months back. And he put out this survey, and so there's three main questions here. And I don't know. You decide. You tell me what you think. You can send me an email. I'll be checking the email box here when I break away and to let you have the guided meditation. But here are the three questions. Who are the most important leaders in the self-improvement industry? And selfgrowth.com's top five are Anthony Robbins, Deepak Chopra, Wayne Dyer, Oprah, and Jack Canfield. Now, I'm sad to see that my name isn't there, but I'm not at their level yet. But here's my problem with this list. The message that you get from every one of these people is pretty much the same over and over again. I know Wayne Dyer is about the power of intention. I know Oprah runs a smorgasbord and brings in all kinds of guests, and I've connected with a lot of people, a lot of writers, resources through her show. I met Jack Canfield. He's the chicken soup guy with Mark Victor Hansen. I met him at that Mega Book conference. And of the people on this list, he's the one that I admire the most. He comes from a business point of view, but it's filled with spiritual principles. There's no question this guy is connected to his source. And he was also featured in the movie The Secret. For myself, honestly, folks, Anthony Robbins, I've never gotten. He's just, for me, he's just too much of that raw salesman. And somewhere way back, this phrase stuck in my mind, and I took umbrage with it. He was talking, doing one of his teleseminars or on television infomercials, and he was talking about a variety of things, and he used this following phrase. He said, "And that's how we get to the technology of happiness." If happiness requires technology, then we're screwed. You do not need technology for happiness. Happiness is a feeling. So what he was referring to was beyond me, but it almost sounded like some kind of, you needed this hydraulic machine to tap into happiness. And I'm sure that's not what he meant, but that's the way it came across. Now, what I know about emotion and what I've experienced in the consulting room and throughout my own growth over the last 40 years is there's no technology involved. It's spiritual. It's about feeling things. Why do you listen to music? Let me recommend, while I'm saying this, listening to the BBS stereo station. I have been enthralled the last few weeks. Every chance I get, I'm listening in. There's something really moving about a majority of the music there. There's some music there. It's just about pop radio and some band promoting themselves. That's fine. But there's so much in the mood of the music and in the lyrics. There's so much energy and vibration there that tunes right into the spiritual. I'm buzzed when I come out of here after an hour. And out of here means out of my office where all my equipment is and where my computer is. So I feel like I found something that I lost back in the 70s. In the 70s, I used to listen to alternative radio from, it either came from Buffalo, New York, or from Toronto. And it was great to hear these artists who hadn't hit the mainstream yet, but were just phenomenal. And they still had that raw energy, that raw feel to them that got you excited. So, you know, 30 years later, I'm tuning in to BBS Stereo Radio, and there it is again. I get that same buzz listening to this music. It's just awesome. And music has been a big part of my life, and at this stage, I've been writing, composing, and working with other artists with their music, helping them out, and it's still the thing that generates the most powerful feelings for me. And you couple the right music with a particular mood or something you're reading, or if it's put together properly in a guided meditation program, you're going to be moved into that realm where the music wants to take you, you're going to be drawn into it. And that realm, if you consider that you're traveling inward within your own feeling state, and you know where you feel your feelings, it's right there behind your belly button. That's where your feeling state is. And let me remind you, as I've mentioned last week, your feeling state drives your thoughts, and it's not the other way around. So you may have all kinds of thoughts about something and wonder why, or believe that they came as a process of analytical thinking, when in fact you may be carrying some emotional load that you've been dragging around for a while, and it is driving your thinking, especially if you're making judgments about other people. More than likely, there's something going on within your own feeling state. At any rate, when you listen to music, it takes you to the purest feeling state. It's a wonderful thing to do. Now, that's positive music. I don't consider rap music. I tell my granddaughter that every day. She gets something out of it. I think it's the poetry or the stories. But the rest of it is just, waxing about I don't know what. My sister, the nurse, refers to that hip-hop sound as rhythmic farting. So, that's my story on that. I like Jack Canfield. I like a lot of people. I certainly don't get why self-growth came up with that group. It seems to me that there's a lot of voices in the New Age, personal growth, inspiration realms, and many of those voices are right here on BBS. And I hope that one day you'll count mine as one as well. So, personally, I admire all of these characters that they identified, but let's hear from some new blood, please. Now, the second question they asked was, what websites are the most effective for generating traffic to your website? Well, that may be more relevant for a fellow like me who is starting a radio show and wants to get some promotion. But I think there's something a little self-serving going on here. Google.com, of course, number one. Yahoo.com, number two. And lo and behold, selfgrowth.com, number three. After which it's followed by MSN.com and MSN Search. And number five is ezinearticles.com. Okay, well, if you're polling people within your own group, it's quite likely that they're going to push your own brand to the top of their lists. I wouldn't consider this an impartial, random poll which actually gathers a variety of opinion, because I'm sure there are more possible answers here to the types of websites that people like to visit. I can think of a few. There's Alumbo.com, there's HolisticJunction.com, there's many good spiritual sites. So I don't see any of them listed here. I am happy to see EZineArticles.com because I have 22 articles with them, and I was there today, and my articles have been viewed some 12,300 and something times. So I'm getting some attention there. Third question is, where do you get the most up-to-date information on the self-improvement industry? And be as specific as possible. Well, lo and behold, again, up at the top is selfgrowth.com. After that, it's Google and Google Alerts, followed by Amazon, followed by Mastermind Groups, and followed by Hay House and Hay House Radio. Now, I've visited Hay House Radio, and it seems to me that the people who are the radio hosts over there are the authors who are published through Hay House, or the authors are being interviewed by whoever is running certain shows over there. But I think it's more of an in-house, we're taking care of our own situation there. And of course, I mean, they do have people like Deepak Chopra and Wayne Dyer and others, so you know they've got the cream of the crop. But what I'm saying is there are many new voices that are worth hearing, and that's, I'm reminded of that, as I said earlier, when I was listening to BBS and the music stereo portion, the music stereo station. There's so much wonderful music there, and I don't listen to conventional radio anymore because you know, other than classics, like rock classics of the 70s, 80s, and 80s, and maybe even as far back as the 60s, you know, I loved that stuff back then, but I want to hear what's new now. I want to hear what's new, and I really want to hear a song with a melody. I like the whole idea of a melody. It sort of gives the song structure, and I like the drummer to do more than just, you know, hit one bass drum and repeat that and repeat that and repeat that, because I'm pretty sure you could program a drum machine to do that. So ask me if I'm not pleased with hip-hop music or rap. The answer would be affirmative. That's the survey. So, back... Oh, my goodness. All right. We're going to talk a little bit more about passion and purpose. Now I'm going to ask our engineers at BBS to cue up the guided meditation. Let me introduce it to you. I want to give you experiences tonight, so you can tell me how you like them, what they do for you, if you want more. I've got to experiment with some things, so that I need your feedback to get a sense of how to direct my show. I've got lots of things to bring to the table, and of course I'm going to repeatedly tell you what my perspective is. I'm not going to pretend that I'm psychic when I'm not, and other things. I am a psychologist / spiritual growth oriented person. I have been for 40 years, and I will be till the day I die. And at this stage in my life, I write, I publish, I put music together, and now I'm doing this radio broadcast, which I'm very, very much enjoying, and I want to do this right and have a good time at it. And I want to bring you good information, valuable information, and most certainly I'll be able to give you information about, you know, whatever is new in the self-help realm, because I know that area very well, and I've read over 500 self-help books, maybe 1,000. I can't count them anymore over the last 40 years. So we're going to cue up that guided meditation, and then I'll have a few more things to say to you after that. I call this guided meditation Heroic Journeys. There's beautiful music on it, written by a friend of mine, Ken Johnson, who is a solo recording artist, pianist, and we did this project together, and my guidance gave me the story that you're going to hear, and this is about giving you a taste of tuning into yourself and feeling that, beginning to feel that connection with your own source. That's what this is about, ultimately. So, fellas, if you're ready, please play the guided meditation, Heroic Journey.
As an idea. Every idea springs from imagination. Imagination is the key to discovery. Come along now as we embark on a journey of discovery, a journey you help create through your imagination. To enhance this experience, we will allow ourselves to enter a state of deep relaxation. Allow your breathing to become slow and rhythmic. Take a deep breath and then slowly exhale. And again. And once again. Mentally go over your body, noticing any areas of tension. Focus on your lower body, from your toes to your abdomen, and notice if any area feels tense. Breathe deeply into any area that appears tense, and imagine the tensions leaving as you breathe out. Breathe into an area again, and then breathe out. Repeat this for any other area that may require attention. Breathe into your entire lower body now, and as you breathe out, allow yourself to release any remaining tension. Once again, breathe in and breathe out. Notice your upper body now, from your waist up to your neck. Notice if there are any areas of tension. Breathe into those areas, and again, allow yourself to release any tension as you slowly breathe out. Notice your neck, head, and face. Notice if there is any tension in these areas. Breathe in and breathe out, releasing any tension that is there. Focus your attention on your entire body now, from your head to your toes, and feel the warm glow of deep relaxation flow through every part of you. Allow yourself to sink more deeply into that feeling. Allow that pleasant, warm glow to surround you completely. Just let everything go. Imagine you are a child again, and you are playing in a vast field of tall grass. There are flowers here and there, and there are birds and butterflies all around you. A gentle breeze is blowing, the sun is shining, and it's a beautiful day. Notice the colors, the sounds, and the smells. A butterfly lands nearby and spreads its wings. Notice the beautiful patterns on its wings. Isn't it wonderful to be a child again, witnessing the beauty and wonder of nature? This is truly a magical time. No cares, no worries, just pure, joyful experience. Imagine now that while you are at play, some angels come to visit with you and bring you gifts. These are special gifts that are provided to help you through life. Each gift has a purpose, a special purpose that only you can realize. The first gift is an amulet, a special piece of jewelry that you can carry with you at all times. It is for your safety and protection. This amulet holds special powers that can be activated when you need them. Picture your amulet. Hold it in your hand. Feel its shape and texture. Now place it in a pocket, or wear it if you prefer, so you can easily retrieve it whenever necessary. The next gift is a small vase filled with a mysterious liquid. This is a potion that you can drink whenever you require something special in your life. This potion can become anything you may need. If you need love, it is love. If you need courage, it is courage. If you need healing, it is healing. This is truly a magical potion. With your amulet and your potion, you venture off into the world. This is a world of strange and wonderful things. Along your journey, you come upon a bear. This is a friendly bear who appears to be quite knowledgeable on the ways of the world. The bear is prepared to instruct you on such matters and offers to be your friend. You accept and invite the bear to join you on your journey. Give the bear a name if you wish, and spend some time getting to know each other. Two of you set off together. Next, you meet a woodsman who is hard at work in his yard, chopping wood, preparing for winter. He invites you and your friend the bear to visit with him. The woodsman is a happy fellow who likes to tell stories, and he shares with you a tale of treasure and intrigue. In a far-off misty mountaintop, there is a legend of hidden treasures and great riches to be found. Many have sought them, but no one has returned with anything of substance, he says. You and your bear listen closely and are captivated by the story. You become excited about the possibility of exploring for hidden treasures and riches. Early the next day, the two of you head off towards the mountain area the woodsman told you about. It is a beautiful day. You are both filled with excitement. The weather suddenly turns bad. The sky becomes dark and gloomy. Thunderclaps are heard, and lightning flashes all around you. You become frightened, as does your friend the bear. You wonder what dangers lie ahead. You wonder if this journey is perhaps too risky. You begin to wonder if you should turn back. Suddenly you remember your gifts from the angels. You locate the vase and take a drink of the potion. You notice that the fear begins to diminish. Then you reach for your amulet and ask for help. A beautiful goddess suddenly appears all aglow. She speaks to you softly and gently, and with great reassurance. She congratulates you on remembering your gifts and asking for help. She informs you that so few people ask for help at such times, and that's why so many turn back at this point in their journey. She asks what you require, and in answer, you point upward toward the mountaintop. With quiet understanding, she guides you and the bear up the mountain. Just as suddenly as they arrive, the dark, gloomy clouds begin to part. And as you approach the higher reaches of the mountain, the sun comes out again. Relieved, you ask the goddess about the treasure you came to seek, and in reply, she motions for you to look around. "Look at all there is before you," she says. "Look at all this beauty. From here you can see down into the valley where you played in the tall grass. And beyond that, practically forever." "Yes, but where is the treasure?" you ask. "Why, it is here with you," she replies. "In your amulet and your vase and all about you." "How is that?" you ask again. And she proceeds to explain. "As well as providing protection, your amulet gives you the power to perceive and to behold. It is your heart. The liquid in your vase meets all your earthly needs and fills you with life and spirit so that you can better experience all that you perceive and behold." "You see, you are already wealthy beyond belief," she reminds you, "because you have all that you need with you right now." "And the bear?" you ask. "The bear is your friend," she replies. "As your friend, the bear travels with you, keeps you company, and is there for you whenever needed." "So why did I take this journey up the mountain?" you then ask. "So that you can better perceive all that you already have," she replies. "So that you can witness and feel all that your heart can behold. Be still and enjoy all that lies before you." "Life is experience," she reminds you, "and experience is both your friend and your teacher. All that happens to you is for a purpose, and that purpose is to help you find your way to your true self." "My true self?" you ask. "Yes, your true self," she replies. "The part of you that connects you to all living things, and from which emerges the deepest expression of your being." "In your heart of hearts, you already know. This is the treasure that you seek, and this is the treasure that you already have."
I hope you enjoyed that. That was one of our first efforts at putting together a delightful guided meditation and one that would orient the listener towards their own source. This guided meditation, along with others, is available at my two websites, and they are www.mauricetermel.com and www.rockmysoulradio.com. If you like that, then there are others. And another tool for you to use on your journey towards your own source and towards what you're here to do and what you need to know about yourself in order to do it. I did want to speak longer or in more in depth about passion and purpose, but various things interfered and didn't allow me to get as far as I wanted. But let me just say a few things. Passion is fuel, and that's energy. And passion is emotional energy. So you think about this. Passion is emotional energy. You need passion to do what? To do what you came here to do. So passion by itself is kind of like a car spinning its wheel. Passion needs purpose. What is purpose? This is the question you need to answer for yourself by going to that center where you feel things. And as Joseph Campbell, the great mythologist, instructed us and showed us, follow your bliss. So your passion is your bliss. Now, let's analyze this for a second. So let's suppose you're God. And as God, you want to figure out what you're here to do. Now, so since God would create things, we would assume, in a most efficient and most definitive manner, then why wouldn't he install something called passion to help you find your way to that which you love the most? Now, if you're God, are you here to do what other people want you to do, or are you here to do what is burning in your own heart? Take a wild guess. You're here to do what you are passionate about. And what you are passionate about is what God installed in your personality and in your spiritual body, emotional body, before you even arrived here. I'm not going to trace our steps through all of that. I understand and believe that we signed on for being here and that we're here for a purpose. And what is our individual purpose? Well, it's right there where our passion is. And when we connect with passion and point it towards the purpose, it's a rocket ship. And you'll hear people describe, you know, they'll use phrases like, and I get paid for this. I love every minute of this. You'll hear that from Oprah and from other people who we know who are out there in the media doing what they love to do. Well, that's available to all of us. And so if you're God and you're going to create people, doesn't it make sense to install this button called passion and let that be the guiding beacon towards what their best purpose is? Well, it is. And that's why emotional cleansing is necessary to get there. You need to be clean emotionally. You need to heal wounds so that the passion comes through clearly. And then the target you want to hit with your passion will also rise on the horizon. And you will apply passion to purpose. Okay. It's almost time to wrap up. I can't believe how fast things go. Now, you'll notice if you're listening to other shows here that people will announce and advertise products they have to sell. I have products. I'm going to be referring to my book, The Voice, which I described last week. But a little reminder, The Voice is about a group of individuals who go to a special school to cleanse themselves emotionally and connect with their source. And in that particular book, the source is referred to as the voice, and the voice reaches out. Well, as people reach in, it reaches back, and the individuals who are going through these schools and going through these initiations, these various practices, learn to connect with their source. And it's their story is not any different than ours. It's just I cast the whole thing in a fictional setting, and that's the way my troops and I wanted to put it out there. So I will be referring to it a lot. It's a good book. I'm proud of it. The story is great. If you enjoyed our guided meditation here tonight, it's of that quality and more so. And there will be other products at the website. This guided meditation you heard tonight, there's another one. There's two being prepared now. There are ebooks there. There's all kinds of materials there. I'm not going to pretend that I'm not trying to sell you anything, and I'm not going to try and slide anything past you. I can earn money from my products, and the only reason you should buy them is if you feel that they will offer you something. So I'm not going to have any fancy sales pitches. I'm not going to have anybody singing and dancing and trying to peddle these things to you. I'm going to tell you about them. They are available there. Samples of my music are also available at www.cdbaby.com/Termel. You can go there and hear other things that I've done. Now, as to next week's show, I'm not sure what the topic will be. But one new thing I'm going to be doing is posting what that topic will be on the website. So that's www.rockmysoulradio.com. You can go there, and I will be uploading or making available through the website playbacks of these shows. And as soon as I get that organized, but I expect I'll have that by before this weekend is out. So. There's no time for questions tonight. Next week, I would like to invite you to phone in, and we'll talk about that at the top of the show, and start asking questions or making comments about what we're doing and what you would like to see and whatever we are able to stimulate in you. This show is about you. I need to know what you need. Now, my guidance put me here and said, do this. And so I'm thinking, yeah, okay, this is part of my purpose. But what do they need? Well, you know, let's try a few things. And it's up to you to tell me what's working and what isn't. I need that feedback. I enjoy this. I'm going to have fun at this. I hope to earn some income from this. I expect I will. But more than anything, I want to have fun, and I want to make a lot of new friends. And those friends will be you. So thanks for joining me this evening. I'll see you again next week. For Rock My Soul Radio, connecting you with your source.